Fred Film Radio, Sarajevo Film Festival, Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Mikucci from the 2018 Sarajevo Film Festival, and I'm joined by...
Hi, I'm Nadina from Slovenia, and I'm a part of Talents Press.
So, Nadina, you attended an event of the CineLink Industry Talks. Which talk was it?
Yes, I attended a talk with Meinhof Zurhorst. He was talking with Simon Perry as a part of CineLink Talks, which were used to be a regular in Sarajevo. And now, as Jovan Marjanovic put it, this year it is back by popular demand.
And so, yes, what is his role in Arte?
So today he is the head of Arte film department.
And what does the head of a film department do?
So he's in charge of the film's Arte producers and co-producers.
That's very interesting. So how did he get to be the head of the film department at Arte?
Yeah, interestingly, he told us that he started off as a writer. He did a few books on like Hollywood stars as Robert De Niro and Julia Roberts. Later on, he felt empty and lost interest in just writing and started working at TV, created a small production company. And then in 92, he was called to join a project of a new cultural TV called Arte, which was made together with people from France and Germany. And it's still on today. So he was at first, he was there as a part of the team, and then became the head of the Strasbourg branch, like headquarters. Actually, the first thing he told us that he made the decision of was to not just produce German films, but to produce internationally, to produce European films, and later on, now they produce films internationally. So they actually, the films he decides Arte will produce are from all over the world, except from the USA.
So Arte is very often identified as a producer of quality content. Is that what they choose to put their emphasis on rather than other things?
Exactly. They are the TV that is known for not caring about the ratings. For example, their ratings in France are 1.7, in Germany just 1. But still, the films they produce and co-produce are winners of Oscars, they are winners in Cannes, in Berlinale, and so on, and that's where the quality really shows for them, not so much in the ratings.
I understand. So another thing I guess we should mention is the disruption of recent disruption of streaming media. And how does Arte kind of cope with that?
Yeah, so what he was talking about also was how we shouldn't put all of our energy into trusting just the streaming platforms like Netflix and Amazon. He thinks that we should still put some obligation onto public broadcasters. So national TVs in Europe, they have an obligation to contribute to the local industry, keep it alive. So he believes that the national broadcaster should be the one who still co-produces films that are made in the region, that this shouldn't be put in the hands of like corporate platforms.
Right, I understand. Okay, so thank you very much for that. That was a great report. Thanks
a
lot.
Thank you.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.